Morning, everyone. Today is September 20th, 2022. It is 10:01 a.m. There is a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. If you can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Quick note, if you have any mobile or cellular devices, you can please put those on mute. Moving right along to item number 3 is today's consent agenda. This is for possible action. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions about today's consent agenda?
No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? As a reminder, folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. If you've called in, you can use star 6 to unmute yourself. One more call for public comment regarding the consent agenda. Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 4 is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. These comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that stated, is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move right along to item number 5, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. As we always do, we're going to start off with the Sheriff's Office. I see Chief Deputy here with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing to report today.
All right, thank you, Tony. Moving on to the Story County Fire District, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just a couple updates with our retirement of Captain Thompson last week as of the 11th. We do have a vacancy. We're filling it. We're flying it nationally. So hopefully we're not robbing the Peter to pay Paul as the fire service has been doing here in Northern Nevada for a while. So hopefully bring in some fresh new blood. The only other update is just kind of a little announcement for the public and the users of our U-Call WeHaul trailers. We're just seeing a lot of abuse on the trailers, and it's mainly because people are loading them with heavy equipment, so they're damaging the trailers, and we want to continue to keep this program going, so I just kind of remind everyone, be very careful if you're loading with heavy equipment, if you're loading your debris in these, because we have to keep these running. We don't have a budget for it. This is just a program we like, and we want to continue to support the community, so that's all I have, and I'll take any questions if you got any.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, any questions for the Chief?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. One question. So you're saying the homeowners are using skid steers or something to load the trailers?
Yes, and a lot of people have the smaller compact tractors and use them on a frequent basis, but the wood siding, especially on the sides of them, so they can hold more material, are just getting damaged as they're trying to load it with a loader or, you know, if they're using the backhoe portion of it. So we're frequently fixing them. And the cost of lumber right now is not cheap, so as we're having to continue to buy more plywood, more 2x4s, it's just becoming an expense, and we want to keep it moving.
All right, and primarily it's in the Highlands, right?
Highlands and down in Mark Twain, they're quite a heavy user, and a lot of people down there do the same.
Okay.
So it's across the county, really.
Okay. All right, thank you for that, Chief.
Thank you.
Moving right along to Story County Public Works Director, Jason Wersbicki.
Thank you, Chairman.
All right. How about our projects coordinator, Mike Northan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing to report today.
All right. Story County Communications, Becky Parsons.
Hello, Becky Parsons. Nothing to report today.
Thank you, Becky. How about our business development director / emergency management coordinator? Do I see Laura Mather today?
She's not
here. Okay. Oh, that's right. Are you filling in for her?
No, I'm not.
All right, we'll move on to community relations. Honey Menifee.
Good morning, Honey Menifee for the record. I went to the grant hearing that was the second hearing for the courthouse electrical project for the grant that we were awarded. Originally, it was for $80,000, roughly. And then the cost of materials and labor had gone up since the grant application, and that cost was $18,721. So I appealed to the grant committee, and they are covering that entire further cost. So that is the end of my report.
Wonderful. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey?
No, thank you, Honey.
Vice Chairman?
Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks again. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the Comptroller's Office, Comptroller McCain. Also in D.C. How about the Assessor's Office, Janice Edmond?
Good morning. I have nothing new to report as of today, so thank you.
Thank you. How about the Recorder's Office, Drew?
I have nothing to report today.
All right. Moving on to our IT department, James Dean. Moving on to Human Resources, Jeannie Green.
Nothing to report, thank you.
Thank you. Community Development, Pete Renaud.
Morning, Commissioners. Nothing to report today.
Thank you, Pete. How about Community Chest? Did I see Eric up there today? No. Senior Center, Stacy York.
Good morning, Stacy York for the record. I have flu shot clinic dates for the county, and they begin on October 5th at the Virginia City Senior Center, 9 to 11. On that same day, October 5th, 4:30 to 6:30 will be at the Highlands Fire Station. October 13th, 9 to 11 will be at the Lockwood Senior Community Center. On that same day again, October 13th, 2 to 3, at the Mark Twain Community Center. Carson Health and Human Services are also going to be doing one flu shot clinic and will be offering COVID booster shots. That is on October 19th at the Virginia City Senior Center, 9 to 11. And if you can't make that, they have a huge event at Fuji Park on October 8th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is all I have today.
Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman? All right, thanks again for that update, Stacy. Moving on to next on my list is the County Manager's Office, County Manager Osborne.
Morning, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Just one thing. I want to remind folks, on October 5th at 5:30 at the Mark Twain Community Center, we will have our strategic plan workshop. We're hoping folks show up in that community and express what they would like to see in their community. We've done quite an extensive posting to let folks know. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioners, have any questions for Austin?
No, sir.
All right. Last but never least, our new trustee clerk, Mr. Hendel, you have any news for us?
No report officially. Just want to thank everybody for bearing with me today as I learn how to do this.
Thank you, Jim. All right. Let us move on to our next agendized item, which are board comments. I'm going to start off to my left. Commissioner Gilman, you have any comments for us today?
I have no comments today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I don't either. Thank you.
All right. And neither do I. So we will move on to item number 7. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 22-659, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 22-23 fiscal year, and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with the addition of buildings and grounds manager and roads manager. Jeannie.
Thank you. Jeannie Green. We're requesting that the pay resolution be amended to add the new job classes of the Roads Department and the Buildings and Grounds Department. Public Works reorganized. They now have three separate program areas, and each of those program areas will be supervised by one of these managers. And they will all be at the same grade level, which is grade 133. The automotive manager was already in the pay resolution. We're adding these two positions. They're not new positions. The employees and their current positions will be reclassified. If you have any particular questions on the impact of the reorganization, Jason is here to answer those.
Thank you, Jeannie. Commissioner Gelman, do you have any questions for Jeannie or Jason about this?
I do not, Jeannie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
As an organization, I think we tend to run fairly lean, and I would just be interested to hear kind of just a little bit of the philosophical backing behind the change that's being made, or if it's just a catch up to something that's already the way that things have been operated. I don't know if you or Jason is better to answer that.
Okay, I'll start, and then Jason can jump in. It's somewhat of a catch up, but we are adding additional responsibilities to these two positions. They'll now have responsibility for budgeting. They'll develop their own budget, of course, with Jason and the comptroller's office. They'll be monitoring their budgets. They will have full supervision of their employees, to include involvement in hiring, any discipline, the evaluations, and then they'll be responsible for the safety programs in those areas.
Thanks.
Do you have anything to add, Jason?
No, you summed it all up pretty well. Jason Worsbicky for the record.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions for you. We'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding item number 7 in this resolution? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Sure. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 22-659, resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2022-23 fiscal year, and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees, with the addition of buildings and grounds manager and roads manager.
A second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thanks to the both of you for the explanation. Appreciate it. Moving right along to item number 8, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval to award $1,000 to the Julius C. Boulette chapter of the E. Clampus Vetus in Area 3, Gold Hill and Virginia City of Story County, for the community project grant to replace two historic plaques and monuments in the Comstock Historic District. Honey?
All right. For all of the applicant areas, we only got one application for each area. And this was the only application that came in for Virginia City Gold Hill. And we already discussed it in the review committee and feel that this is an appropriate project. They last year completed the Julia Boulette, also completed the same sort of project and put up two plaques down in American Flat. And they are asking to do the same. Currently, they don't have a location specifically in mind, but they are really good with working with the planning department in getting out appropriate places to put up their plaques. And they're just asking for the $1,000 to go to the building supplies that is necessary, whether it be cement or rock or whatever they decide. So this is for approval only, not to choose, since there isn't another candidate to choose.
All right. Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey about this project?
No, I support the undertaking. Thank you, Honey.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No questions.
All right. I don't have any questions either. Is there any public comment regarding item number 8 and the $1,000 being awarded to the planners? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the award of $1,000 to the Julia C. Boulette Chapter of Eclampus Vitus for in Area 3, Gold Hill, Virginia City of Story County for the community project grant to replace two historic plaques and monuments in the Comstock Historic District.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey. Moving right along to item number 9, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to award $10,000 to the Virginia City Highlands in Area 2, Virginia City Highlands and Lago Marcino of Story County for the community project grant to buy three industrial park benches, pour concrete slabs under the benches, and install the benches.
Again, this area only had one application. Currently, the park benches that we have chosen total about $4,000 for the for three industrial park benches. I have Collins Construction. They are writing up an estimate for what it's going to cost to pour concrete pads under the benches in the three different locations. This morning, I met with Collins Construction out at the Pinion Park and showed them what locations. So they should be getting an estimate to me shortly. The estimate was dependent on where the benches were going to be placed because they're going to have to haul concrete down the walking trail. As soon as that happens, we will have a better estimate as to what this is going to cost. But for right now, we are assuming that it could be approximately $10,000.
Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey about this project?
No, I appreciate that the county continues to upgrade our public services and programs, and I support it completely. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Honey. We'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the award of $10,000 to the Virginia City Highlands in Area 2, Virginia City Highlands and Lago Marcino of Story County for the community project grant to buy three industrial park benches, pour concrete slabs under the benches, and install the benches.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Honey. Moving on to item number 10, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to award $8,000 to the Washoe Story Conservation District and Lockwood residents in Area 1, Lockwood, Mustang, Painted Rock, and the Northeast of Story County for the community project grant to perform weed management activities in and along the community of Rainbow Bend in Lockwood and to include sections of the Truckee River Corridor. Honey.
Again, this was the only application for Area 1. I met with this Washoe Conservancy District for their board meeting and the members of this team that put this proposal together. They will get the proper permitting that is required to use the chemicals that are needed to remove the hemlock and other poisonous or noxious weeds, I should say. Also, the equipment that they may need as far as mowers or hedge clippers or any of that that they have listed in their budget, after this project is done, it's going to be turned over to the community, and we will find a place that will be a shared spot, at most likely near the community center, to be able for people to access this equipment that will be purchased to undertake this project.
Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this?
Just a comment. This is an ongoing annual challenge, I think, and has been for many, 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 many years. If we don't undertake it, we have a real challenging mess down there on the river, and I think this is a great outcome. So thank you for doing that.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. I don't have anything either. We will go to public comment for this. Is there any public comment regarding item number 10 and the money for the Lockwood area? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the award of $8,000 to the Washoe Story Conservation District and Lockwood residents in Area 1, Lockwood, Mustang, Painted Rock in the Northeast a Story County Fleet Community Project grant to perform weed management activities in and along the community of Rainbow Bend and Lockwood and to include sections of the Truckee River Corridor.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. You are
Thank
now
you.
Free to go. Thank you for that, honey. Moving on to item number 11, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval authorizing the county manager to seek bids and approve and sign a contract for up to $20,000 for a recruitment agency / headhunter to help the county build an applicant pool of highly qualified candidates to potentially fill the human resources director vacancy, subject to the recruitment agency being chosen from the attached list of agencies having pre-negotiated rates with Pool Pact or other qualified agencies having fees not exceeding those on the list, subject to contract review and approval by the district attorney's office, and with the signed and approved contract being brought back to the board at the next available meeting for review, there are sufficient funds in the county manager's budget to cover this cost. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. As you're aware, we have a vacancy for a human resources director. We have gone through a pretty extensive recruiting effort so far. We do have some applicants, but I'd like to expand the applicant pool a little bit and make sure we're capturing what might be available coast to coast. At this time, this is posted in the Comstock Chronicle on the county's website, at the Pool PACS distribution across the state of Nevada, at the Department of Education, Training, and Rehabilitation for the state, Nevada Association of Employers, the Northern Nevada Human Resources Association, Indeed, and ZipRecruiter. We also have this on LinkedIn, as well as Employee NV down at Dieter's office, and Dieter is working there, Indeed, and their LinkedIn programs to try to, you know, interface with folks across the nation that are looking for this type of work. We'd like to possibly expand the applicant pool beyond this to find the highest qualified applicant, and we might need to look at getting a headhunter or a recruiting agency to assist us in this manner. What I've provided in your packet is a spreadsheet that shows the recruiting agencies in the area that have been vetted and been negotiated rate by Pool Pact. I am asking that we consider that list as a potential approval to a list from which to choose. But I would also ask, and with a modified motion, that if I need to go outside this list, that I could, as long as I'm following the not to exceed amounts, and that the agency would be qualified to do the work. I have explored all of those folks that you see on that list. One of them is no longer in business, but it's been replaced with another agency. That would be an example of why I would need a little bit of expansion on that. They do ask for about 10 to 15, maybe up as high as 25% of the person's first year salary. That's why I'm asking for a variance between $10,000 and $20,000. I think it would end up being closer to $10,000 to $15,000 if we need to go this route. I did ask in here that the contract be pending or contingent, that the district attorney's office provides review and concurrence of that contract, and then I will bring that contract back to the board to review and see what is going on with this regard. The funds are in my budget, so we will not be outside of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this?
I do. I think this is such a critically important position now. It's growing more important by the year in our county, and I'm really appreciative that we can take the extra diligence and find someone of a very, very high caliber. I thank you for that, Austin.
Agreed. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I'll echo Commissioner Gilman's sentiments. I think it's a pretty critical part of the organization, and definitely want to see who is available and definitely put our reach as far as we can for this position. So any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to authorize the county manager to approve and sign a contract for up to $20,000 for a recruitment firm or headhunter to help the county build an applicant pool of highly qualified candidates to potentially fill the human resource director vacancy, subject to the recruitment agency being chosen from the attached list of agencies having pre-negotiated rates with Pool Pact, subject to contract review and approval by the district attorney's office, and with the signed and approved contract being brought back to the board at the next available meeting for review. There are sufficient funds in the county manager's budget to cover this cost.
And Mr. Chairman, do you mind if I ask that that motion also include to add an outside list or an outside agency from that list would also be acceptable?
It's okay by me. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Okay.
So I would amend my motion to include an outside agency similar to those on the list.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Good luck. Moving on to item number 12. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of change order number 3 to PWP-ST-2022-054 Courthouse Paper Project. This change order addresses the prevailing wage requirements of NRS 338.020 and provides funds to pay the laborers on the project the difference between their regular rate and statutory prevailing wage rate in the amount of $31,897.85. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We ask that we continue this item to the October 4 Board of County Commissioners meeting at the Story County Courthouse.
Noted.
Does that require a motion?
Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
I believe we need to make a motion to continue this. So,
is a motion of this kind something that we need to go through the whole process with comment, public comment, that kind of stuff?
Ann is on.
I would. I would just do it the way that you do. Ann Langer, Story County District Attorney. Just go through the public comment and then just motion it to be continued to a specific date.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ann. Is there any public comment regarding this continuance of this item, continuation of this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you care to entertain a motion to continue?
Sure. I move to continue item number 12 on our agenda to our next regularly scheduled meeting, anticipated to be on October 4th here at the courthouse at 10 a.m.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 13, this discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval for the renaming of Norway Drive to Battery Boulevard and the naming of a new street alignment to Innovation Way. Innovation Way will be located north of Norway Drive, proposed Battery Boulevard, and south of Sydney Drive, intersecting with USA Parkway. Both streets are located within the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. Kathy?
Good morning. So Kathy Canfield for the record. We've been approached by property owners within the adjacent to these potential streets asking to rename the streets from what we currently identify them as on some of our mapping. There is Norway Drive that is existing at the site, and a small portion of that has been dedicated to the county, but the larger portion of it is still under private ownership. The property owners adjacent to that have asked to have that renamed to Battery Boulevard. That is something that's very similar to what their production and manufacturing is out there. There's a second street that most likely will be dedicated to the county, and the alignment for that follows, for the most part, the Finland alignment that's on the mapping from the original Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center mapping for the site. They've asked that item, that street, be called Innovation Way. It's also been identified as like South Electric, because that's where Electric kind of comes back into USA Parkway.
We had some concerns with that, having two intersections of USA Parkway and Electric Way, so we didn't want to call that Electric Way at that intersection to avoid confusion and emergency responses and things like that. In the staff report, I had identified for the Norway Way to be called Battery Way. At the time, I had contacted the two businesses that were out there. NV Energy and Google both use that roadway. Both of them had come back and said they didn't have any concerns with renaming the street. So this, both of the street names follow the guidance that they've used for the Tri-Center, having some type of county or city or technology kind of name. So staff is supportive of renaming those streets. I believe the applicant that had requested this is also online if you have any questions for them. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
Yeah, I do. We have a lot of precedent there at, in TRI in renaming streets historically. And so we've done the very best we can to accommodate the users there in the park. And so I certainly think this is in keeping with our past history.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy?
I just had one question, and I tried to follow the staff report. The pictures were likely copies of copies, so they didn't come through too well. I tried to follow the written narrative on Battery Boulevard. It sounds like Electric is a loop that passes through private property and then comes out on the other side. Is that the separator between where Electric would be and where Battery Boulevard would be?
Right now, Electric Avenue, that's public, goes from USA Parkway up to Tesla's property. Tesla, the road itself continues through Tesla's property. It's not expected that that's ever going to become a public road. Tesla has wanted that to be private, and that's on their property. If you continue south, it does. There is a dirt access that will come back out at USA Parkway up past south of Switch, kind of in before you get to where the Google site is. So at this point, we're just looking at calling Innovation Way on the west side of USA Parkway. The applicant does have owns the land on the other on the east side of USA Parkway. They have a preliminary idea of how they want to lay out some of their lots and how some of those streets will work. And I believe if they follow through on that's or end up deciding that's how they want that to be, I think we do definitely have an ending point for Electric Avenue before it reaches USA Parkway. But I was holding off because they're still in the works for that. And there's really no road proposed on the east side of USA Parkway at this time. So it would just be Innovation Way would just be on the west side, and there wouldn't really be any other than like a dirt access onto the east side.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm explaining that correctly.
All right, thanks, Kathy. I don't have any questions for you, so we'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding item number 13 and the renaming of Norway to Battery? Not seeing any public comment. Are there any findings on this, Kathy, that you need to read?
I don't know.
No. All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the renaming of Norway Drive to Battery Boulevard and the naming of a new street alignment to Innovation Way. Innovation Way will be located north of Norway Drive, the proposed Battery Boulevard, and south of Sydney Drive, intersecting with USA Parkway. Both streets are located within the Tahoe Arena Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Moving along to item number 14, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of designation of Kathy Canfield, Story County Planning Manager, to represent Story County on the Nevada State Land Use Planning Advisory Council for the three-year term from January 2023 through December 2025. County Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Kathy Canfield for some time has served on the State Land Use Planning Advisory Council. This is essentially a Nevada State Planning Commission that deals with all kinds of matters, such as BLM matters, grazing, sage-grouse, and also any conflicts that exist between counties and master plans or zoning or other types of uses. She's doing a fine job on that. She has indicated an interest in continuing to serve on that. I would ask that she would be considered to be appointed for another term on that board, and that board isn't a governor-appointed board, so she will need to get authorization from the governor as well, which we'll process in-house.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this possible?
I think Kathy is very, very qualified professional to sit on this board for us, so looks to me like she'd be the right person to choose.
Indeed. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, I'm supportive.
All right, as am I. Is there any public comment regarding this potential appointment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve designating Kathy Canfield, Story County Planning Manager, to represent Story County on the Nevada State Land Planning Advisory Council for the three-year term from January 2023 through December 2025.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Moving on to item number 15 is to recess to convene as a Story County Fire Protection District Board. Moving us on to item number 16, which is today's consent agenda for the Fire Protection District. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda for the Fire District?
I do not have questions, sir. Thank you.
All right. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions on today's consent agenda?
I don't have any questions.
Any questions, Chief, before we get rolling?
Nope.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda for the Fire Protection District? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yep. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Fire Protection District Board consent agenda as presented today.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a memorandum of understanding between Story County and the Story County Fire Protection District for the division, collection, and distribution of fees associated with building permits, fire permits, plan review, and business license. Chief Longcar.
Hey, it's Jeremy Longcar, Fire Chief, for the record. I'd first like to state there was an amendment to this in which you've been presented with. It's also available up front. And for the record, I'm just going to review what that amendment was, and then we can discuss it further. Under item number four, we've removed fire, so it'll just read plans review fees, and added the county will receive 100% of building plans review fees, and the Story County Fire Protection District will receive 100% of fire plans review fees. So, commissioners, this document is really just a housekeeping issue, something that in the past, this is similar, we're bringing it back, but we're doing it the right way. We're putting things on paper and clearly defining who gets what and how it's collected, how it is divided. So with that said, this MOU addresses the business license application fees and renewal fees. At one time, it was a 60-40 split, 60 to the fire district, 40 to the county. We've adjusted that to 50-50, so we've cut it down the center, and then added the combination permit fees to where when both fire and building are both looking at it, we both get our plan review fees at 100%, which was outlined in that addendum, plus a division of the permit fee. So that way all the players get a portion of the fees that are related to the combination permits. Other than that, there is some other language in here as far as the deposit. In talking with Comptroller Jennifer McCain, those can be done instantly at the time of payment. And we're still trying to figure that out on the software end. So we did provide for it'll be quarterly until the software is available to do it instantly. Other than that, those are really the highlights from the MOU, and I'd be willing to take any questions you may have on this.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Chief on this?
Just a comment. I'm aware that there have been significant consideration given to these items, and I'm sure that it's a task whose time has come, and so I'm pleased to support this project. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions either, so we'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding this agenda item, item number 17? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, give me just a minute. I'm scrolling.
Sure.
Also, Commissioners, I don't know if it's appropriate. Yeah, at this time, but we can also open up the floor because you will be hearing this document again on the county side. So if County Manager Osborne would like to comment at this time, we can kind of air it all out prior to his document coming up, if you would like to, anyways.
Austin?
I'll go ahead and speak on the county side, so I'll be okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a memorandum of understanding between Story County and Story County Fire Protection District for the division, collection, and distribution of fees associated with building permits, fire permits, plans review, and business licenses.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Moving on to item number 18, this is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to authorize the fire chief to enter into an agreement with Tectonics Design Group for approximately $30,000 for architectural design with conceptual plans to facilitate the planning and future construction of Fire Station 71 in Virginia City. Chief?
Yes, Commissioners, I'm pretty excited to present this one here because this is just us stepping forward, again, growing with our growing county and our growing need on our services. And Comptroller McCain and Laura Mather are back there in Washington, D.C. right now doing their part in this progress or in this process of obtaining the funding. So now it's up to us to start our end of it. And that is putting together the plan on how we are going to execute this, what it's going to look like, where it's going to be located. We have got a lot of questions, and we want to make sure we're doing our due diligence in planning for this station. As we know, fire stations are a substantial amount of money, a substantial investment, so we want to make sure we do it right, but we also need to get moving on it. So if that funding comes available through those earmarked funds, we have a plan in place. So this is just the first step. This is putting it to paper and getting conceptual ideas and designs down to where we can start modifying it. And moving forward from there is what our costs are going to be, how it's going to look like, what amenities is it going to have? Are we going to incorporate, emergency operations center? Are we going to incorporate more training meeting areas? So this is just the very first start in it, is starting to get the concepts down on paper. The $30,000 I'm requesting is going to come from our capital improvement fund, which through just reprioritization of what we need to be focused on, we've freed up $79,000 in there to help support this and moving forward. So the money is in the budget under our capital fund, and I'll be willing to take any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Chief?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
Do I understand correctly that in the past, the fire stations have been either constructed or purchased by the county? Would this be the first one that the fire district is taking the lead on? And just if you could comment a little bit on what the proposed structure financially and otherwise is as far as ownership, what have you, going forward.
Yes, and really this is still in talks. We are still discussing this, and working with it. And I'll just put my opinion on it. And my opinion is, as a fire district, I don't think I should be utilizing county funds to build my facility. This is part of our, duties. It's hopefully someday becomes our facilities in which we need to work out those details. But you're accurate. If you look at the fire stations right now, the fire district doesn't own them. The county does. But through time and evolution, it's never really been addressed. So we're both putting money into these facilities. We're both doing work and maintenance. And we need to clean that up, too. Again, there's a lot of past practices, much like the MOU. It's we need to clean it all up. So in my view on this is looking at this project in its totality, the best interest for the district is to utilize our money toward our facilities and what we're using and make sure that it fits us. So that's just kind of my philosophy on it. Obviously, you know, the commissioners here represent both boards, but I want to make sure that I'm transparent of where I'm coming from on it.
Sure. Well, I certainly agree that ambiguity doesn't benefit anyone, especially in this kind of a relationship. So thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you, Chief. I don't have any questions for you at this time, so we'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding item number 19? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve and authorize the Fire Chief to enter an agreement with Tectonics Design Group for approximately $30,000 for architectural design with conceptual plans to facilitate the planning and construction of Fire Station 71 in Virginia City.
I'll second.
There was a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Chief. Yes,
moving on to item number 20. This is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 21, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of a memorandum of understanding between Story County and the Story County Fire Protection District for the division, collection, and distribution of fees associated with building permits, fire permits, plans review, and building licenses. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. This is a memorandum of understanding between the fire district and the county regarding fees for business licenses, fire plans reviews, fire building permit reviews, and building department building planning reviews. We worked as a team on this. I really appreciate both Jeremy Lonecar as well as Pete Renault from Community Development and Jennifer McCain in putting this document together. There were a lot of moving parts, actually, that led to the development of this document, including making sure all the funds go in the right place and certain things like the VCTC revenues it has coming to it weren't affected by this action, as well as the distribution of internal funds that we do on the county side. So in essence here, your business license applications will go 50-50 between the jurisdictions. Your business license renewals, 33% of those will go to the fire district because they do have involvement with inspections with those, like food trucks, et cetera. The fire plans review, 100% will go to fire. Building plans review, 100% will go to building. And that's a two-year term for this with a renewal every 2 years unless there's a mutual agreement or a 30-day agreement to dissolve. I think that pretty much is it in a nutshell. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I think this is the right direction that we're both taking, both for the district and the county.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin?
I have no questions. Thank you, Austin.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I have just one. We've had some previous conversation about potentially looking at making changes or modifying business license fees, and I just wanted to make sure or get a read on whether codifying these splits has some sort of a cementing effect, or that if it leaves us with the ability to make those changes, should that be something that we decide to take up in the future?
I'll be happy to respond to that, Commissioner Mitchell. As far as non-legally speaking, if we were to reduce business license fees in any area with board action, then it would, of course, affect the amounts that both of these entities would get. I do not believe that this document would preclude any type of action like that from happening. And if it did, we could always make amendments to the document.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 21? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Absolutely. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a memorandum of understanding between Story County and the Story County Fire Protection District for the division, collection, and distribution of fees associated with building permits, fire permits, plans review, and business licenses.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Moving right along to item number 22, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a bid for the Story County Water Storage Tank Maintenance Contract and possible award of contract to Resource Development Company for an amount of $1,107,969 over 10 years.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. Story County solicited bids for a maintenance contract for the water storage tanks. Bids were received September 1st, 2022. The bid was for a multi-year maintenance and rehabilitation scope of work for each of the seven tanks to maintain them in a like-new condition and compliant with certain standards that govern public potable water systems. Bids were turned over to a committee made up of personnel from the Comptroller's Office, Water Operations, Commissioner's Office, and Community Development for evaluation. Two bids were received. One was non-responsive in that the bidder did not provide a bid bond. This is a requirement, so that bid was disqualified. The committee has provided a report, should be in your packet there, to recommend consideration of the bid from RDC subject to approval from the DA and Comptroller's Office. And I believe there's some modified motion language that Mr. Loomis has suggested.
And I provided that to...
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm happy to take any questions.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike on this?
I don't have any questions. It seems like a good amount for a contract for 10 years. I generally look for something of a shorter nature, maybe five. But I certainly understand that there are communities around the nation that have gotten in a lot of trouble with a substandard water and tank system. It really is a public safety issue at the top of the list, I believe. So I realize that this is a quality company. So I'm inclined to support this, although I think it's a pretty pricey endeavor at this point.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
Just two things. And the first, Commissioner Gilman, that I would mention is if we believe we're going to continue to be in a rising price environment, there may be an advantage to take a little longer commitment on the pricing there, while that may not be preferable generally. The second one is just to note and to make sure, Mr. Northen, that the proposed adjustment or amendment to the motion would simply be, it's a pretty substantial bid award, and so that would be adding review by the DA's office and the comptroller's office. Just want to make sure everyone's comfortable with that, and that's an appropriate way to go. Seems like a good step to add.
I also note in the contract that you have retained the ability to revisit the contract. It could certainly be set aside if there are performance issues that came up during the time. So that gives you a certain amount of comfort and safety on the backside.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. I think my fellow commissioners have stated everything I wanted to cover, but I will add again, I think we are in the wrong business. Fantastic project, but 10 years, if they'll hold that price, I guess that'll be good. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22 in this bid for... water tank maintenance?
I would just like to add a few things towards that.
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah. Jason Worsbecky, for the record, this isn't just for tank maintenance. This is to also refurbish three of our failing tanks right now back to like-new status and maintain these tanks at a like-new status so then we don't face a depreciation. And we're not forced to be in the same situation as what it was when we had to replace the two hillside tanks. This will allow us to budget money over a 10-year period, which will be a lesser impact towards our ratepayers, which are already paying a substantial water bill. That's all I have to offer, unless you guys have more questions.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, duly noted. Yes.
Yeah, does that bring up anything else? Okay. Thank you, Jason. We'll do public comment one more time. Is there any other public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to conditionally approve the bid for the Story County Water Storage Tank Maintenance Contract and award the contract to Resource Development Company for an amount of $1,107,969 over a 10-year period. The conditions are that the contract be reviewed and approved by the District Attorney's and Comptroller's Office.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thanks to the both of you.
Thank you, General.
Thanks, sirs.
Moving right along to item number 23, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible direction to staff regarding the Story County Regional Fiscal Impact Analysis Study. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Austin Osborne for the record. A bit ago, this board had given direction to staff and our lobbyists to create a fiscal white paper to talk about the regional impacts, positively or otherwise, that Story County is having on the region of Reno, Sparks, Washoe, kind of the overall northern Nevada, western Nevada area. I just want to let you know that paper is nearly completed. We've been working on it as a team, especially between Laura, Honey, and myself, going through our different angles in that paper. Even the Porter Group and Will Adler, our lobbyist, and Mary Walker, our lobbyist, have gone through this. We're nearly complete. There is an executive summary at this point that I would be comfortable pretty soon letting folks see. It's a 1.5-page document on that that really is the cover to the rest of it. I believe that this document is going to be completed within weeks. At that point, we could bring it back to this board, let this board take some action on it, and then we could proceed using this document as a tool for us to work in the legislature, work with our regional partners in showing actual validated data to support our claims regarding housing, transportation, tax abatements, the reality of our budget versus the fantasy that is being talked about in other places, and what the future of the county is fiscally. I think it'll be a very useful document. It's about 40 pages, and we're working on making it easy to read and understandable for various folks using the data.
Fantastic. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin about this?
Not questions, a couple of comments. I think first, a major thank you and acknowledgement to staff for the effort that's gone into this particular document. And I'm not sure all of us understand, but this is a critical, critical tool that we're going to need going into the legislative session in 23. Our county is going to be in a position to substantiate where we stand, and are going to have to answer a lot of either criticism, requests, or demands on us. So, I just want to underline that the staff has done a great job. The document has a lot of intellectual effort in it, and I can't say how important that this document is to us going in the future.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any comments?
Yeah, I would just echo Commissioner Gilman's thoughts. You know, there are a lot of narratives that pop up, and I find that they're not helpful if they're not supported by the facts and the data.
Yep.
And because we can't make good decisions for the future, neither us nor our regional partners, if we don't have really good, clear information about what's actually happening. And so I'm absolutely supportive of having staff continue to prepare this documentation so that we can refer to it and help us make better decisions going into the future.
Yeah, agreed. I think it's going to be a fantastic tool, and I think going to be ready, probably right at the right time. So. I appreciate everyone's work on this so far. We'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Sure. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to confirm the direction the staff is taking on the fiscal impact analysis study and to direct staff to proceed accordingly until the draft is completed.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Yep.
Moving right along to item number 24, this discussion for possible action. This is for consideration and possible approval of the second reading of business licenses A through H. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about these business licenses?
None. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding the second reading of these business licenses? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 24 on our agenda as A through H.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 25. This is public comment. This will be the final time during today's meeting where public comment will be allowed. Does anybody have any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. We're going to move on to item number 26, which is correspondence. No action will be taken. discussion only, not for possible action. Correspondence from JPS received at the commissioner's office on or about September 8th, 2022. Who's handling this?
I need to read.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. There's just two pieces of correspondence. They are random things that come into our office sometimes, and they are addressed to the board. So we provide them to the board and the public at the same time in this format. I don't really have any presentation or any opinions on these. I'm just providing them to you as FYI.
Noted. You're covering both?
Yes.
CCB too as well. All right. Thank you. We're not taking action, so we're good.
I don't believe so. That's correct. But there's no action on these. It's just correspondence letting you know what has been received. Well, yeah. What's an item of importance.
Does anybody have any, my fellow commissioners, have any questions on the correspondence?
I have no questions. No.
I don't either.
Is there any public comment on these correspondence? All right. Not seeing any. We're going to move to item number 27. Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.
Which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:03, and this meeting is adjourned.